You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Well, good morning, happy holidays, and welcome back to another episode of Today in Sports Betting presented by hoop-ball.com. I'm your host today, Vince Miracle, and you know, let me start the show off by apologizing because we haven't had a show in a couple days because the NBA season started on the 22nd, 3 days right before Christmas. Holiday season was upon us. And it was kind of hard for all of us to group up and figure out how we wanted to structure these podcasts, who we're going to have on, you know, start laying down the works for guests and everything like that, because this is going to be peak season here. We're going to have three sports going on, I believe, at a time with UFC, NFL, and the NBA all happening starting in January. And so we just have to be prepared. And with that, I want to let everyone know that for a large portion of these podcasts, because it is heavily, it's going to be heavily NBA betting related, I'll probably be on a lot of them. Again, my name is Vince Miracle. You guys can follow me on all social media platforms of at VM Center. And we're going to be covering all of the lines. We'll be talking about some prop bets, obviously, as we go through them through our sponsor's website, mybookie.ag. Be sure to go on there, use promo code HOOPBALL. And then reach out to Dan, and you guys can see an extra promo that you get from doing that promo with us through mybookie.ag. But yeah, so we're going to be covering over the a lot of the NBA lines when UFC starts to kick off. We're going to have, you know, a lot of that UFC show that we did with Eric and I, as well as having some other guests. I'm hoping, fingers crossed, that we can get a very special guest in the Schmo for UFC fans. You guys know who that is. Him and I follow each other on Twitter. We talked a little bit, so I'm hoping, fingers crossed, that we can get him here on the show when that time starts, and just to talk about the UFC and the cards that are upon us and everything like that. Again, a lot of guests. We have a lot in the works. I just wanted to give you an update and to give you a quick apology for not having a show out for the last couple days. Now, with that said, again, happy holidays to you guys. I hope you guys had a good holiday week. I hope you guys had, you know, as much luck as I've basically had through the first 3 days of the season. A lot of these teams have only played like two games. But I've been hitting, and yesterday was a big one for me. I took Magic money line when they got behind, came back from 20 down to win that game, did a parlay of Cavs, Warriors, and what was the last one? Oh, and Magic. Duh. Cavs, Warriors, Magic. And then the day prior, I had three underdogs. winning that game, which was the Cavs. Man, what was my three underdog win? I can't even remember off the top of my head. Long story short, we've been having some hitters. Dan and I have been going back and forth like crazy on a lot of these picks. He was not on the Magic. He was all over the Wizards yesterday, and the show is being recorded this morning. So he was all over the Wizards yesterday with no Westbrook. And it looked like the game was over. But in that fourth quarter, the Magic's defense stepped up. Shots started finally falling. And whew, I got to breathe a sigh of relief. So with that said, let's go ahead and start moving into today's card. Because today's card is very interesting. You're going to have to keep your eye on that injury report. Because with this time of recording that I'm doing right now, we still have no news on if Kevin Durant's actually going to play. And the fact that he's even questionable is amazing for fantasy owners. But if he doesn't play, the Brooklyn Nets have already now lost Spencer Dinwiddie for the season due to a partially torn ACL, which sucks for that team. But, I mean, they're deep, right? They got Caris LeVert still. They got players that can come in, step in his place. But, you know, Dinwiddie was a really good player. As of right now, we're looking at it. This game tips off at 4:30 p.m. The Memphis Grizzlies are 5.5-point underdogs to this Brooklyn Nets team that still has no word on if Kyrie is going to be resting, no word on if Kevin Durant is going to be resting. And I still think that's a big possibility. I know they're coming in and off a loss to the Hornets team, which was a very surprising loss. I'm starting to lean toward the Grizzlies with the points at this hour, just because what if Kyrie and KD both sit, then you're stuck with a team of Joe Harris, and if those two sit, there's a good chance that DeAndre Jordan also sits. So you're sitting at a team with LeVert, Harris, Allen against a Memphis Grizzlies team that just hasn't really started to pick up a lot of steam yet. Kyle Anderson's looked good. Ja Morant's obviously going to be Ja Morant. I mean, the pieces are still there. It's just they've looked a little sloppy. I think this could be the game where they start to put everything together. So at +5.5 with no word on the injury report, I'm leaning that way. However, if the injury report does come out and all of these guys are playing, KD, Kyrie, Jordan, I think you can take that -5.5 with some confidence. I think Brooklyn would win that game by a significant margin, so I would do that. But as of right now, with my assumption being that KD is not playing, even if just KD doesn't play, I think I'm still taking those 5.5 points. But if Kevin Durant plays, I think it holds substantial value, and you take that -5.5 for Brooklyn. So I'm hedging right there a little bit by saying look at the injury report, but as where it stands right now, I'm taking 5.5 with the Grizzlies. The over-under at 233.5. Man, I really like the over in that game. I just think there's going to be a lot of shots to be had out there. I'm slightly leaning toward the over, slightly, but I'd probably fade that in general. Let's go ahead and click on in and see what kind of props we can see here. Let's go ahead and do the over-under on the points. So we have Dylan Brooks over-under on 18. Again, I think that's... He's such a hit-or-miss player, man. Over-under on 18 is crazy. Over-under on 24.5 for Ja Morant. I'm going to take the over on that. If they're going to have any chance of winning, Ja Morant's going to have to at least score 25 points. And he's looking good, man. Ja Morant is a talent. He is so good. I'm a huge Ja Morant fan. If you go down to the player performance double-doubles, these are like my favorite props. For the player performance double-doubles, again, these are my favorite prop bets just because, let's say a team is heavily favorited, you can look to those teams and find significant value with like a, like let's say for example, like one that I hit the other day was Kevin Durant, or no, not Kevin Durant, it was Ja Morant. Ja Morant, five assists and like a Grizzlies loss or something like that. And it worked out. It worked out for me. Let's see here. Let's see. Let's scroll down. So we have Ja Morant, 6 assists and a Memphis win. I'm not really feeling that one. Although that is sitting at plus 190. So that just kind of gives you a small hint as to like where they said they definitely think he's going to get 6 assists. I think they just don't know about that win. That's why you're still getting it at 2-1. They don't have much on the side of... That's interesting. They don't have much on the side of Brooklyn. And I think it's just because they don't know who's playing. That is very, very interesting. Dylan Brooks to have 5+ three-pointers, 3-point field goals made and a Memphis win is a 3,500. That's funny. Yeah, so there's actually no good ones here. So we're going to go ahead and fade these props. There's no good props in that game. But like I said, watch the injury report for that one because that will change the line significantly. So I think if you get in early and you find out that KD and Kyrie are out, you'd be getting it at a nice plus amount. And then you never even know it can completely turn into the Grizzlies' favor. And then you're wishing that you had just picked the Grizzlies' money line when you had a chance. All right, as we go back here. So the first game on the docket that I didn't even see until right now is Pistons Hawks, and the Hawks are 10-point favorites. This one we kind of already know. Blake Griffin is out. Let's see who else is out for the Pistons. I think they have quite a few on the injury report here. Again, guys, this show is presented by hoop-ball.com. Be sure to go on there. Subscribe to the Wager Pass. If you guys aren't on that yet, you guys will get to see all of these picks that we actually have for our final picks of the day. You know, that's where you're going to see a lot of these winners. I appreciate every single one of you guys that have been reaching out to me saying thank you or asking me my opinion through Twitter on DMs. You guys can follow me, like I said, on all social media platforms at VM Center. And, you know, we try to answer as best we can without actually giving our picks away unless you're actually on the Wager Pass. But, yeah, it's $4.99. So for $5, you can see every single one of our picks. And I'm not saying pick every single one of those either. What I'm saying is find someone that you like. Maybe it's not me. Maybe it's a Dan Bespris. Maybe it's a Devin Ellington. You know, maybe it's a Eric or a Troy. You find the person that you like and you stick with them and ride those picks out. Maybe you go one from each and maybe one of those hits for you. But we got a lot of talent over here, man. Devin has been killing it in college. I mean, he was just getting promoted by like a college spread on College Football, and he's getting pumped up. I think it's Troy who's just killing it on soccer, and Big Mike on football. Man, we just have so much talent over here. And then, like I said, my basketball picks have been on fire. I'm not even going to lie to you. My basketball picks have been on fire, and I'm not even trying to toot my own horn because they can get cold real quick. Watch what happens today. We'll see. So, yeah, Wager Pass, $4.99, hoop-ball.com. You guys go do it. So, again, Pistons, Hawks. We already know that Blake Griffin is out. He's day-to-day. He's sitting out this one. You have Derrick Rose on a rest day. And we still don't have the official word on Jahlil Okafor, but there's a good chance that he's also going to be out on this game just because he didn't even practice on Sunday. So, I mean, that ankle... I think he rolled it in the middle of the game and didn't even return to the game. And he was balling in that game. He was going at Joel Embiid. So, as we look through it here, 10 points. Clint Capella's coming back. The Hawks don't really have much injuries to talk about. I think Rondo comes back in this one as well, as he wasn't even really injured as a DNP CD in the previous game. He was just missed from the team for a week, so they said they didn't want to rush him back automatically. So, he'll be back in the lineup. Minus 10, I still think that's a lot of points, but the Hawks have looked really good. So I'm not even going to be touching that spread. Definitely not touching that money line at minus 470. The over-under on 223, man, I really don't know. Again, this I think I'm going to be fading this game the entire time. If I had to choose one or the other, I'm probably leaning toward the over on that one. I just think the Hawks are going to be putting up quite a bit of points to where, you know, it's going to be a heavily lopsided game, especially with already 10 points given away. Let's see if you go to the player performance double doubles. I love these prop bets. Let's go ahead and go into here. DeAndre Hunter with 5+ assists and an Atlanta win is plus 1800. That's kind of risky to get to. Let's keep on looking down these Cam Reddish with 4+3-pointers. Not really feeling that one. However, I do like this one. Cam Reddish with 3+3-pointers and an Atlanta win is +184. If this game gets into a blowout, Cam Reddish is going to get a lot of minutes. And Reddish has been developing into a nice player. I think defensively is where he's best at, obviously. But I like how he handles the basketball, and his shots can fall. I like that one just because it's the Atlanta win. 3 3-pointers. This could be where you see a lot of shots going up. Here's an interesting. Wow, these ones are heavily favored already. Trae Young, 4 3-pointers and an Atlanta win. +127. Like that a lot. I'd ring the bell on that one. Ring the bell on that one for sure. 4 3-pointers and an Atlanta win. Ring the bell. Trae Young having 30+ points and an Atlanta win is a -108. So they're expecting Trae Young to go off today. You look down some more. I like the assists. I like the assists ones. A lot of these they don't even have the lost ones yet. You can have there's some of these player performance doubles. If you look into them, you can find some that are going to be like John Collins, 10 rebounds and an Atlanta loss. You know, you can find bets that are like that. And John Collins comes in at a pretty good value here as I'm looking through some of his lists. 20+ points and an Atlanta win is still a +104. I like that a lot. He's going to be going up against guys like Jeremy Grant, Mason Plumlee. If there's no Jahlil Okafor, he's going to have the size advantage. And if I had to bet on one or the other between rebounds and points, I think Collins is definitely going to get the points with Capella being down there grabbing all those boards. He's going to be shooting threes. I like that a lot. So the ones that I'm already eyeing on in terms of prop bets player double doubles is John Collins, 20+ points in an Atlanta win for +104, and Trae Young, 4+3-pointers and an Atlanta win for +127. I'm not touching the money line, not touching the spread, and I don't even think I'm going to even look at that over-under because it's going to be so hard to gauge. Utah versus a very surprising win, 1-0, Oklahoma City team, Jazz -185, -400 money line, and the over-under is at 218. Yeah, this is another game I think I'm fading, man. The Thunder... I mean, they're a gritty team. I like Dort. I think Bazley is going to be developing into a really nice player. George Hill seems to be a nice fit next to SGA just because he can knock down three-point shots. I love the running joke after that game when he scored 19 points in game one. And they're saying, oh, look at Sam Presti's already on the phone because George Hill's value will never be at its highest peak until it is right now. That conversation was so funny. But the Jazz... I mean, look at this. Mike Conley's look good. Donovan Mitchell, he always struggles with his shot in the beginning, but he gets buckets. Rudy Gobert is going to have that height advantage over Horford. I just think they're deeper. Bogdanovich is going to start knocking down shots. The defense of the Jazz outweighs the defense of the Thunder, and obviously offensively the Jazz just have more firepower. So I like the Jazz in this game. Obviously so does Vegas with that -8.5. If you're willing to buy the points, and I'll tell you even how much it is, I would buy at least 1.5 points. At least 1.5 points to get you to a -7. That's still a -140 bet. I don't mind that at all. I do think the Jazz are gonna steal this game, or not steal this game, but I think they are gonna run away with this game. And at minus 7 points, I mean that's still a lot. I think the Thunder are gonna can score in waves, but yeah, -7 at that's a -140 odds. I would take that over anything else. The over under on 218 is pretty interesting. I'm probably leaning more toward the under on this one. I think it's gonna be a very slow up and down game, like half court set over and over and over again. Not too many fast breaks. I think the score gets out of hand by the end of the second. And it just turns into, like I said, half court set to half court set, and the Jazz just hold on to a double digit win. Again, minus 8.5 points is just a lot for me, just because they do have SGA, they do have Al Horford. I mean, they do still have some talents. I think the Jazz are better. -8.5 is still good. I just think if you to secure your bet, I would do -7 points. That's a 1.5 point buy at minus 140. That's pretty solid. Take the under on 218. I like that as well. We can go in here. I know a lot of you guys like these prop bets. That's the only reason why I keep going in here. And let's see. Let's go over under on the points. Over under on 11.5 points for Al Horford. I will probably go with the under there. I don't see Al Horford scoring in double digits in this game. I think he's going to get a lot of assists. That's the biggest reason why. Over under on George Hill scoring 11.5 points. I'm going to take the over on that one. Joey Ingles with over under 9.5 points. I'm going to take the over on that one. Bogdanovich, over under is 17 points. Man, I really, that's a good one. Because Bogdanovich hasn't been hitting his shots yet, and I think he's going to get a lot of open looks. I'm thinking about taking the over on that one. My favorite ones on these player ones, though, are like George Hill is going to continue to be getting a lot of shots because he is arguably their best shooter from three. I take over 11.5 points for sure. I take Lou Dort's 13.5. So he's expected to get more points than George Hill. I'm taking the under on that. I think he has a lot of work to do guarding Donovan Mitchell today. Could see himself getting into foul trouble early. I don't know. I just don't see Dort's scoring 14 points. I just don't see that. Donovan Mitchell, over under 23.5. I mean, obviously he has the potential to do it. I probably wouldn't touch that one. Joe Ingles. Man, Joe Ingles has been nice, man. I'm a fan of Joe Ingles' game. And if you don't know Joe Ingles as Blacktop Ingles, Jingle Dingles, man, he just looks like a guy you would see on the blacktop just schooling people. I love Joe Ingles, man. Over under 9.5 points. I can so easily see him get to 10.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
That's a good one. I would probably lean on the over of 9.5 points. But my favorite one is the George Hill over on 11.5 and Lou Dort's under on 13.5. Those two are number one and two on my prop bets there. Just because they are my favorite, I am going to go on the player double doubles. These are, the props for the double doubles for this game. Let's see what we have here. No, I don't want to do any three-pointers. Man, Donovan Mitchell's assist numbers. Those are going to be hard to want to take a bet on here. This is what makes these ones kind of harder, because you want to find ones that you... I mean, with a double-double prop, I mean, you can see where they turn it. I guess because it's so early in the morning, they don't have anything that has an L next to it, which makes it even harder because now you're stuck with the teams having to win. So do you really want to go against and go pick, like, let's say, SGA getting 5-plus assists and an OKC win? I mean, that's plus 420, and that's awesome, but, I mean, the chances of Oklahoma City winning this game is very, very slim. The ones I do like Donovan Mitchell getting 5 assists and a Utah win at minus 115. That's a good one. I think that I do believe that he's going to have a lot of open players. I think Dortz is going to play pretty good defense on him. It's going to be Bogdanovic shooting threes. I think you're going to see a lot of Bojan Bogdanovic threes, and I'm trying to find a three-point Bogdanovic one. It just hasn't came up yet. Oh, and I just found it right here. So Bojan Bogdanovic, this will probably be the only double-double I'd play out of this game, the player double-double prop bet, which is Bojan Bogdanovic to have 3 three-pointers or more and a Utah win at plus 102. I think that's a very solid bet. Again, that's a good prop. There's a lot of props in this one, though. A lot of props. So to review, until we move on to the next game, I would take Jazz minus 7, so buying the 1.5 points on the spread. That gives you a minus 140 on the line. I would take under on 218. The over-under on the points, again, I have George Hill with the over, Lou Dortz with the under as my 1 and 2. If you wanted to add the third one, it's going to be Joe Ingles over on 9.5 points. And the final one, which is the player performance double-double prop, which is going to be Bojan Bogdanovic, 3 three-pointers made, and a Utah win for plus 102. So that's what I have on the Utah Jazz versus Oklahoma City Thunder game. As we move forward down the line here, two more games left on the slate. You have the Houston Rockets going up against the Denver Nuggets. The Denver Nuggets are only 6.5-point favorites here, and I'll take that all day. I'm taking that minus 6.5. If everyone's playing, I don't see any injury news that show that Jokic is out, Jamal Murray, any of those guys are out. So minus 6.5. No one for the Rockets are there except for Christian Wood and James Harden. And Christian Wood looked great. I think Christian Wood looked amazing in that game. He's going to fill a role. He's basically Clint Capella for Harden, but this guy can actually shoot the ball. So he's going to get buckets. And if you got him in fantasy drafts early, that's awesome. Big note here, Grizzlies just dropped their line to plus 4.5, and now that's even spread. So we talked about that game first. It's already dropped down to Grizzlies plus 4.5. So the line has dropped down. So Rockets, Nuggets, minus 6.5 for the Nuggets. I'm taking that all day. Love that bet. Love that bet. Spread is minus 260. Obviously, I won't touch that. The over-under, 222. I'll take the over. A lot of points to be had here. James Harden's not going to let this team get ran on. A lot of points to be had here. I just think it's going to be a fourth quarter where the Nuggets take over. They could even be trailing in this game heading into the fourth quarter, and then in the fourth quarter is where everything starts to come together. So again, I'll take the over on 222.5. This is going to be a lot of scoring in this game, so I bet you we're going to see some really good props on this one. Over-under on points. Jamal Murray over-under on 22. I'm going to take the over on that one. I like the over 22 points. Jamal Murray hasn't had that Jamal Murray game yet. No real defense from the Rockets. So we can probably see him start erupting in this one. Over-under on 23.5 for Jokic. I think if Jamal Murray is going off, you're going to see him get maybe only 18 points with double-digit rebounds and a nice amount of assists. So I'll take the under on 23.5 points for Jokic. I'll take under 23.5 points for Christian Wood, and that's a minus 103. Christian Wood's good. This is going to be a big test for him, though, because when he was scoring those points against Portland, they had no real size. They had Nurkic, kind of, but, I mean, they really played like Robert Covington on him. And because Derrick Jones Jr. was guarding James Harden the entire time in that game. I think this is a big test for him going up against guys like Paul Millsap and Jokic. I'm heavily hitting under on that 23.5 points for Christian Wood. And I could be wrong on that because Harden's going to throw things up to that guy. So, who knows? James Harden, look at this. Over-under is at 33.5 points, rightfully so. The guy gets buckets. Over-under 33.5. Wow. Sorry, guys. I had to take a sip of my coffee there. I think I'm going to go with the under. I wouldn't touch it. Personally, I wouldn't touch that one, but I would go with the under. So the ones I am touching, the props that I'm going for here, I will go with over. I'll hit the over for Jamal Murray on 22 points. I'm going to hit the under on Jokic at 23.5, and I'm heavily hitting the under on Christian Wood, 23.5 as well. Heavily. That's the big one for me. I don't see Christian Wood getting that many points. Christian Wood gets held under 23.5 points. I'm calling that now. All right, so let's go ahead and the player performance double-doubles of the game. These are ones that I really do like, my favorite ones. Let's see. Will Barton to make 3 3-pointers or more in a Denver win is plus 204. It's an interesting one. Not a huge fan of it. This one I am a fan of. This one I am a fan of because I think this is very plausible here. Michael Porter Jr. to have 3+ 3-pointers made and a Denver win. That's a plus 180. You can hit that one. Again, these are prop bets. These are prop bet double-doubles. This is a prop parlay for those who don't understand that. So Michael Porter Jr. not only has to hit those 3 3-pointers made, but the Denver Nuggets have to win. I like the Nuggets winning. I think they're going to find a lot of open shots from deep. Michael Porter Jr. can knock them down. There's a good chance he scores 18 points in this game. 3 3-pointers, very doable here. I'm taking that one. Michael Porter Jr., 3 3-pointers made, and a Denver win. Man, if you really think that the Houston Rockets can win this game, though, wow. You have a lot of options here with the James Harden props. If you really believe that Harden can carry this team over the Nuggets by himself, there is a lot of prop bets for Harden to be made money on. Harden's 7 assists and a win is plus 210. 25 points or more and a Houston win is plus 250. I mean, if you really wanted a wild card, obviously Harden's going to have to score over 25 points for Houston to win. So, I mean, why not throw like a couple changes at that if you wanted a lottery ticket? That's not a bad one to take. I just don't think Houston's winning this game. I think it's very, very slim. Jamal Murray to have 4 3-pointers made in a Denver win is plus 186. And so we talked about the prop bet earlier where I think over 22 points for Jamal Murray. This could be the prop bet for you then right here. If you're riding that one, Jamal Murray to have 25-plus points and a Denver win is plus 150 right now. That's a good bet. I mean, again, it's a prop bet. It's a prop bet parlay. But if you're already thinking he's scoring more than 22 points, obviously you think he's going to be in the range of 23 to 25. That's where I have him at. 25 points is very doable for Jamal Murray. And if Denver wins, plus 145, that's not bad. Don't mind that at all. Let's go ahead and move on to the final game of the night in terms of the NBA slate, which is the Portland Trail Blazers against the Los Angeles Lakers. The Blazers have shown nothing to me. I mean, they got that win over a depleted Rockets team, but the Blazers are bad. I don't know if they're just still figuring things out or what, but they do not look good. I'm looking to see if there's any updates on injury news to LeBron or AD. As of right now, LeBron is listed with questionable with ankle soreness. And Anthony Davis is listed as is downgraded to out as well. Sorry, no, he's still listed as a game time decision. So he's still questionable with the calf injury for tonight's game as well against the Portland Trail Blazers. Speaking of injury news, there has been an update. Kevin Durant is listed as out tonight for the second night of a back-to-back. So he will not be playing. So there you go. I think you take those points. And now we understand why the point spread went down. I just got that alert. Let's go ahead and go check out that line right now to see if it's even went lower. So you can still get the Grizzlies plus 4.5. If you want to buy those points, I think that's good. I think with Kevin Durant out, the Grizzlies have a fighting chance. I would take the Grizzlies with those points. But again, back to the Blazers Lakers. You have questionable on LeBron, questionable on Anthony Davis. It's the second night of a back-to-back for both teams. Man, it is literally a coin flip on where this game can go. Blazers are going to play everybody. Robert Covington's going to have a game. So when we go into these player performances, just know I'm all over Robert Covington. I think Covington needs to have that game. I think the Blazers need to understand how big of a piece they have in Robert Covington if they want to be successful this season. Man, it's really hard to gauge this game without knowing if AD and LeBron are playing. If AD and LeBron are playing, that minus three is a gift. Take that. It's a gift because the Blazers aren't going to keep up. If they are both held out, plus 145 money line is nice. So you're literally just in the hopes of people not playing for the Lakers. I mean, if you think these guys are playing, if you think LeBron is in, if you think AD is in, take that minus three. Even if it's just AD, I mean, AD one of the. I think if LeBron or AD, just one of them plays, there's a good chance the Lakers still win this game. But if one of them sits, or if you think both of them are going to sit, plus 145 is fine. There's no reason to take those 3 points to me for the Blazers, because the Blazers are either going to win or they're going to get blown out. I do not have any faith in that Blazers team right now until proven otherwise. So that's what I'm doing. So if you believe that the Lakers are going to play, you take that minus three. If you think that the Blazers are going to have the advantage with LeBron and AD out, you take that plus 145 money line. Fingers crossed. Watch that game and enjoy that. Over-under is at 225. Again, I wouldn't touch that with not knowing who's playing. It's too hard. It's too hard to figure that out. Let's go ahead and go to the prop bet builder over here. CJ McCollum over under on 21.5. I mean, he's the only one that's really getting buckets. But here, look at this. Bam, there it is right here. Robert Covington over under 10.5 points. I'm taking the over. Again, I'm going to be heavily on Robert Covington in this game. I'm hoping that they figured out at the end of last game how important he is to keeping them in it. He played good defense down the stretch of that Houston game. He got rebounds. He does stuff that doesn't even appear on the stat sheet. So over under 10.5 points, Robert Covington, I'm heavily, heavily hitting that over. Player performance double-doubles. There's an over-under on Damian Lillard, by the way, of 28.5. I'm taking the under on that. Prop bet double-doubles. I'm trying to see if there's anything that's worth talking about. Yeah, all of this has a Portland win. So with these double-doubles and not knowing who's playing, it's very hard to figure that out. I can't even recommend any of these. So the only one I'm really touching here is, again, if you think people are playing, take the minus three for the Lakers. If you think LeBron is in, if you think AD is in, take the minus three and enjoy the gift that the Lakers just gave you. If you think those guys are both going to be out, plus 145 is solid for the Blazers. They should beat that team. They're coming in hot, right? CJ McCollum just went off. Hopefully a win, you know, creates a snowball effect and their wins just start rolling. But again, it's one or the other. You either do minus three for the Lakers or you take plus 145. You're in or out. I think my favorite bet on all of it is going to be 10.5 Robert Covington over. That's a three unit bet for me. I'm feeling that one a lot. I'm not saying I'm going to do three units on it. You'll probably see that in my write up on Wager Pass. Again, hoop-ball.com. Go sign up for the Wager Pass. It's only $4.99. Save that McDonald's trip, man. Make some money instead. Wager Pass. Join it. Join the crew. Join the Discord. The conversations are lit. Yeah. So that's what we're doing there. We're going to do that. Final game of the day. Then you guys can get me out of your earlobes. It's going to be the Bills, Patriots. Bills minus 7.5. I think they're blowing them out. I really don't see any reason why the Patriots are even in this game. I'll take minus 7.5 from the Bills. I wouldn't even really hesitate on that. I'd just boom, -7.5, and you'll feel confident in that pick. If you want to feel safer, maybe you buy the half a point off so you can win potentially with a push. But I think 7.5 is just fine. I think they win significantly. I mean, I only see the Patriots maybe scoring a touchdown, 10 points total maybe in this game. The over-under is at 47, and then the over-under on the first half is 23 points. So the way I'm gauging this game could be completely wrong, but how I'm looking at it, how I'm viewing it, I just think the Bills are a really good team, and I think the Patriots had lost their identity a long time ago. As soon as Tom Brady left that team, they don't know who they are. So I'll take under 47 points, and I'm going to take -7.5 from the Bills. And that's that. All right, guys. Well, that has been our episode today. I want to thank you all for listening. Please be sure to remember to rate, review, and subscribe to this show. Shout out to our sponsor, mybookie.ag. Everyone go there and use promo code HOOPBALL. That's all one word, HOOPBALL, all one word, HOOPBALL. And they will match up to your first $1,000 of deposit. Again, after you use that promo code, reach out to Dan. I think he gives you guys another gift. Sign up for the wager pass at hoop-ball.com. Sign up for that wager pass. It's only $4.99. Join the Discord. The Discord people get not only to ask all of the expert questions because all of us are in there, but we sometimes give out our picks before we even get it out on the write-up for the wager pass. So there's a benefit to the wager passes where you get first look at it, and let's say you're in the Discord, and if you don't join the Discord and you only want to look at the wager pass quickly, that's on there as well. So I would do that definitely, is sign up for that wager pass, get those picks in, follow your favorite cappers, and start making some money for you. All right? Be sure to follow me on all social media platforms of @VMCenter. I was so happy to be your guys' host today. Again, my name is Vince Miracle @VMCenter on all social media platforms. This has been a hoop-ball.com presentation. And until next time, my NBA, NFL, sports bettors.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.